The result was the same as every other casino bill ever taken up by the New Hampshire House, but the tally produced a gasp. The 172-172 tie was broken by Deputy House Speaker Neda Kaine.
And the chair votes in the affirmative.
The tight vote followed 2 hours of mostly familiar debate, with proponents arguing that New Hampshire needs the revenue a casino might produce, and critics arguing that casinos would hurt existing businesses and change the nature of the state. This plan envisioned a total of 5,000 slot machines and 240 table games at two casinos. It promised $168 million in revenue and $25 million in aid to cities and towns. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.